Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's my pleasure, especially this week. Special week this week for us, and hope it is for you too. If you listen to the show, I bet it is. Because you know what it means if you listen to the show? It means you're a highly intelligent individual. And those of you who just tuned in, who just found the show, look what you got to look forward to. One of the things you got to look forward to is you're going to get to know really cool people who are the members of our Brain Trust, and not the least of which, in fact, on top of the list, is our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president and CEO and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and the president, CEO, and founder of Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. Nobody in the world, on the planet, in the galaxy, does more for small business, pound for pound, than Karen Kerrigan. Karen is also my good friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Another successful year. Congratulations.
And thanks.
Happy anniversary on your wonderful show.
I appreciate
it's
very much.
It's always great. It's obviously my favorite place to be, and thank you for having me during your special week.
Well, thank you, Karen. Of course, you know, we could not do our anniversary week without you. That wasn't going to happen, and unless you just couldn't do it, and we knew that you'd work it out, and we really appreciate you being here. Folks, as I mentioned earlier, within 3 weeks of me going on the air, Karen was one of my guests, and bless her heart, she's been back time after time after time, and she's long suffering, folks, spending her time with me. But Karen, I tell you, really, and I've said this before 100 times, I'm going to say it 1,000 times more. Nobody does more for small business than as an individual than Karen Kerrigan, and you don't get enough credit for it. But I do know that you're highly regarded. We're going to talk about that in a second. But I wanted to say one more time. For all you do for small business, we thank you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's I feel very lucky to do what I do. So, and I enjoy it.
These folks are worthy, aren't they? They're so huggable and lovable and cute small business owners, aren't they?
not only that, they drive the economy. So
exactly. It's the second largest economy in the world, folks. The number two economy in the world is America's small businesses. Karen, folks, if you wonder about how, you know, you might be saying, well, you know, how does Karen do so much for small business? Of course, if you've listened to me talking about her on the show before and her appearances, you know what she does as the president of the SBEC. But recently, you had a very important and some would say a high-level meeting. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, last week I had the opportunity to meet with the president, President Bush, and some
that
of
guy.
The big guy, as well as all of his key advisors.
Mr. Rove was there. Mr. Card was there.
Mr. Rove was there. Andy Card, chief of staff. Harriet mm-hmm. Myers, his legal counsel. Mr. Hubbard, the head of his economic mm-hmm. council, and
Glenn
Josh
Hubbard.
Bolton, who heads up his domestic policy office. And so we met with another group of business leaders, including former Governor Engler, who heads the National Association of Manufacturing. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Chamber was there, and my friends at NFIB, and Harry Alford from the Black Chamber.
The Black Chamber of Commerce, yeah.
That's right,
Harry.
The Hispanic Chamber. Mm-hmm. So really
Was Michael Barrera there?
Yeah, oh, yes.
From the
yes,
Hispanic
yes.
Chamber of Commerce?
Good old Michael, yes.
He's a good man, yep.
He is a good man. So there are about 9 of us who, you know, sat in a roundtable session with the president and his advisors to really talk about, you know, where we are in the business agenda, you know, ideas and where we need to be for next year. And it was a very good meeting. I you know, pretty much the president set the agenda and the tone, you know, by talking about, you know, what his goals are.
What did he say, Karen?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, he's like, look, this is sort of the, you know, this is the framework and the political environment, you know, that I'm working in. Obviously, he wants to put together a budget and agenda you know, one, of course, that, you know, provides for the resources to win the war in Iraq. He's very resolute about, you know, terrorism and that conflict and bringing stability to Iraq in order to bring stability, obviously, to the entire region, which will help in terms of the whole, you know, global certainty. And putting together a tight budget, you know, that reins in spending, but also one that continues with his pro-growth policies. You know, one of the things.
And when he says pro-growth, Karen, don't let me put words in your mouth, but correct me if I'm wrong. When he says pro-growth, small businesses never are far from his mind in that when he has that thought, is it?
Oh no, absolutely.
I mean, that's right there on the top of his list, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not, you know, the government is creating jobs and economic growth and opportunity. It's, you know, the entrepreneur is at the center of that. And so, you know, everyone went around the room and really talked about sort of some of the key issues. And, you know, my, and I agreed with everyone in terms of, you know, energy and tax policy and, you know, trade and, you know, tort reform and competitiveness issues, you know, in this growing global economy. But one of the points I think that I made is that this president and this administration, you know, really has not taken enough credit for the economy.
Right.
And that our the economic growth numbers, the productivity. Look, at our economy is doing real. Any president would love this record.
That's right.
And
it's not and it's an honest fundamental economy. It's not a nutty economy which had no way of continuing as it was like the one we had in the late 90s.
Right.
This economy is based on fundamentals.
It is, and you know, despite all the challenges that we've been weathering, you know, all the storms in the Gulf Coast, certainly the uncertainty with respect to Iraq and the war and terrorism. I mean, you know, we're humming along here. And so my point was, look at, you know, the American people need to be, if we're going to continue these pro-growth policies, they got to understand it was because of these existing policies that have been into play that we've been able to weather these storms and why
right.
we need to continue them in order to move forward. And
Republicans aren't very good at PR, are they? The Democrats are the best. Playing the political PR game, and my hat's off to them. But Republicans just aren't that good at it.
Well, look at I don't think the president, and the administration needs to recreate the wheel here. Look at you know he and his administration was out making the case for the first 4 years in terms
right.
of why they needed to enact certain policies.
But you can never give up. You know why? Because Americans have a very 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 short memory. We're very fickle folks, Americans.
Exactly.
Stand by, Karen. Quick break. We'll come back. We're going to find out what Karen's been doing for you. It's a lot. By the way, folks, get your pens and papers out. You're going to want to take some notes. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend and original Brain Trust member. And when I say original, folks, I mean there's maybe one other person in the Brain Trust who's been with me longer than Karen, and that's Beverly Williams. And Karen, by the way, folks, Karen is the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. Karen, I want you to tell us a little bit about SBEC and give us the website, too, please.
Sure, you bet. The Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council are an advocacy organization representing small businesses. We testify on the Hill. We bring in our members to do so. We look at legislation and policy from a small business perspective and tell members of Congress, the administration, and federal agencies and governors when they're doing stuff right and when they're doing stuff wrong. So I encourage people to visit our website at sbecouncil.org, sbecouncil.org. Sign up for our newsletter and you'll get our weekly brief and you'll be updated on everything that we do on a weekly basis.
And
there's a lot going on impacting small business.
And support them, ladies and gentlemen, if you can, because, you know, when you've heard me talk about getting someone else to represent you, let somebody else carry your water in Washington and in the state houses, and I've said find an organization that you can believe in that will work for you and your small business so you feel like that they're up there arguing for the points that you and I would like to be arguing for if we weren't so busy making payroll, well, the SBA SBE counselors, that is one of those organizations, and certainly on the top of my list of people to recommend to you, witnessed, evidenced by, I should say, the fact that in the meeting that was had by at the with regard to how the economy is doing and what the administration needs to do to help the economy, Karen was not only an invited guest, she was sitting directly across the table from the president. Karen, and I'm very proud of you, Karen. By the way, folks, you know Ray Keating, who's on the show quite often. He's Karen's chief economist, as you probably remember. Karen, what's on the agenda? What are those things that you're working on that we need to be supporting you in for small businesses over the next 3 to 6 months?
Well, I would say really over the next 2 weeks. I mean, one of the key things that we're working on, a couple of things. One is this whole budget reconciliation. And I know, you know, your eyes can glaze over when you think about this or when I talk about it. But the bottom line is, you know, we're supporting a very sensible spending plan. Right now we're in the House, in the U.S. House of Representatives, where Republicans have put together a budget that doesn't drastically cut spending, as maybe what you're hearing or reading about in the media and by interest groups, the special interest spenders. It just slows the growth of spending, you know, from 5.7% to 5.6%.
So Karen, you're taking my breath away. Wow, a whole tenth of a point.
But this is slowing the growth of spending. This is not cutting the budget
right.
I mean, we're not seeing any reduction in spending.
Well, don't say that like it's a bad thing, Karen. Cutting spending is a good thing.
Well, yeah, I know, but I've got to make that clear because, you know, the groups on the left are out there pounding members of Congress saying they're cutting food stamps and Medicaid, and you know the rest, throwing old people out on the streets and stuff like that.
Yep.
But why it's important why we get this sensible spending plan through is that we need to have room for tax relief, for permanent tax relief in some of the key areas that have been important to small businesses, lower marginal rates, small business expensing,
lower
capital gains and dividends, which have created an extraordinary pool of capital, for entrepreneurial firms and small businesses.
And I think one of the reasons why this economy is fundamentally doing so well and so strong, because it's allowed companies to be better capitalized and to withstand the rough times.
And with real money.
Exactly.
You know, like you said, not some of this sort of, you know, phony money and some of this, you know, this shell game that was going on
in the late 90s,
you know, during certain periods.
Yeah.
Look, this is really important, and this is what, you know, going back to these pro-growth policies that we were talking about with the president, that, you know, we need to have some certainty with respect to tax policy so small businesses can plan how much capital, you know, they're going to have not only 1 year out, but 5 years out. I mean, you know, this is really important to business investments so that they can make decisions with respect to hiring, with respect to investments and things like that. So that is, we're really focused on that. Now, one of the other issues that we're very much focused on, which we're really upset about, is, you know, energy policy. And we are very much supportive of responsible development in this country, you know, developing an AMWAR and developing, using some of the natural resources that we've been blessed with this country. That's the only way we're going to get off foreign oil, and we're going to have a greater supply capacity in order to bring down energy costs. And again, that was another issue that was demagogued. For the first time, we passed AMWAR development through the Senate. But now over in the House side, you had this group of moderates that have been pounded again by the lefty environmental groups. So
AMWAR's off the table now, right?
Well, you know, it may not be because it's off the table in terms of budget reconciliation in the House, but we still have to have a conference report between the two bodies, and we're hoping very much that we'll be able to get it back in there because we got to be able to do some type of development in our country if we're going to increase our supply.
Are we going to keep pardon me, Karen, I got 30 seconds. Are we going to be able to keep the tax cuts that we've gotten?
Some of them. But, Jim, I mean, they're really in peril right now. And this is where
we got to talk to our members.
Call their members of Congress.
We need to talk to our representatives, right? Not the Senate.
You do. And say, look, pass a responsible spending plan that includes room for permanent tax relief in some of the important areas that have helped small businesses grow and create the jobs that they're doing.
Give us your website again, please.
Oh, www.sbecouncil.org.
And w-inc.org?
Yeah, a whole nother piece that we're working on there.
We-Inc. That's the Women Entrepreneurs website, folks. We-Inc.org, I think, is it? Thanks, Karen, for being here very much. We'll see you next time. Quick break, right back with Administrator Heck.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.